You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Return by 5 p.m. or get sacked. That's Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray's ultimatum to Shiv Sena's Eknath Shinde and other rebel MLAs camping in Assam. So what happens next? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on Maharashtra political crisis, the stock markets, the tech space and more. Before we get to Maharashtra updates, here's how the stock market fared on June 22nd. Sensex and Nifty fell sharply amid weakness across sectors in other Asian markets, despite a strong session on the Wall Street overnight. Financial, oil and gas and metal shares were the biggest drags. Sensex ended 710 points lower while the Nifty 50 slipped below 15,450. The rupee, meanwhile, hit an all-time low. Now, looking at some of the stocks in focus. So it is believed that the LIC stock price may not cross its issue price even in a year from now, as even the best target given by Bank of America is 2% short of the issue price. It is 35% short of Goldman Sachs' target price of 700 rupees and 13% below JP Morgan's target price of 840 rupees. Bank of America, though, has given LIC a buy rating. It says that there is a large room for growth in India's underinsured market, while LIC is trading at 47 to 70% discount to its private peers. The stock ended less than 0.5% higher today. Zomato shares, meanwhile, rose after the food delivery startup said that its board will meet on June 24th to consider an acquisition through issuance of equity. Money Control earlier reported that a deal between Zomato and Blinkit was likely in June. The value of the deal is expected to come down from an earlier $700 million. Today, the stock ended more than 1% higher. Shares of Dixon Technologies slumped over 6% during the day and ended more than 2% lower after Morgan Stanley slashed its target price on the company's stock to 2,634 rupees from 2,879 earlier. The brokerage has concerns about the company's growth prospects. It says that multiple risks are being ignored, including competition margin and the return on equity contraction. Additionally, rising commodity prices pose a risk to the margin of the original design manufacturing business. Next up, so if there happens to be a recession in the US, how will it impact IT giants? TCS, Infosys, Wipro, HCL Tech, Tech Mahindra and other major Indian software exporters are in focus on Dalal Street, which is divided over whether a recession is coming in the US that might send shockwaves across global financial markets. That is at a time when IT companies are already struggling against shrinking margins thanks to higher spending to tackle high levels of attrition. Fears of a recession are keeping investors nervous at a time when many analysts have already warned of more downside in the IT space on the street. Weakness in the rupee is also weighing on investors' mind as depreciation in the currency increases the value of earnings from foreign markets for export-heavy businesses such as IT companies. Some analysts are more concerned about the possibility of a recession in the US, regardless of the healthy demand for Indian IT. Deepak Jasani, the head of retail research at HDFC Securities, expects global IT spending to grow 4 to 7% in 2022 and 23, as against 6 to 8% earlier. That is despite good demand as indicated by the number of open positions, the size of sales funnel, the pace of hiring and the offer to joining ratio, he said. Meanwhile, Harsh Upadhyay, CIO Equity at Kotak Mutual Fund, thinks that there could be a further correction in the Indian IT space if demand slows down. He fears that the slower demand for the IT pocket could make things much worse for the investors. Moving on to updates from Maharashtra. Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray has issued an ultimatum to rebel MLAs saying they must return by 5 p.m. or get sacked. Eknath Shinde, however, has called this order legally invalid. Meanwhile, Shinde has claimed support of 46 Shiv Sena MLAs and 7 independent MLAs. He has denied forming a political party but is eyeing full control of Shiv Sena. In fact, 34 rebel Sena leaders have signed a resolution endorsing Shinde as the party leader. Well, earlier in the day, Sanjay Raut hinted at dissolution of the Maharashtra Assembly. However, a News 18 report suggests that Maharashtra Governor V.S. Koshyari is unlikely to approve the dissolution. Meanwhile, a party meeting scheduled for 5 p.m. today was cancelled. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.